Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is the Da Clip Show. I'm your host with the most, the breakfast of champions, and all around funniest and sexiest man ever to grace the earth, Dakota.
And I'm Sherry. Welcome to the clip. This is so exciting to be here. It's been a really long week with this holiday coming up, and I'm done shopping, finally.
Well, hey, welcome to the Clip Show, Sherry. Way to be here.
Yeah, and I'm not still in line somewhere. Trying to buy that corny Christmas gift for someone, you know.
I still have to finish my Christmas shopping. I'm almost done, though. I've just got a few more items to get.
Oh, wow.
I still got to figure out a gift for my work Christmas party, so.
Oh, aren't those always great? What did you get? Let me guess, a candle or something?
I haven't got it yet, so I don't know what I'm going to get.
Oh.
Because I work at a nursing home, so it's a, you know, a lot of female employees, so I have no idea really what to get.
Well, gee, well, that all depends, right? Get it? Depends.
Right. Wow. And I thought I was the comedian.
Have you been naughty or nice this year? That's the question. I'll probably get like a bag of coal, because I have to admit it. I'm not always sweet and innocent. My voice sounds that way at times, but I have to admit it. I you know, Santa might have to check his list twice for me.
I'm on top of the good list, so getting everything I asked for this year.
Are you sure?
Of course, I'm Dakota.
That's true. You always get what you want, huh?
Well, duh. Watch, I'll end up with either a carrot cake or a freaking fruit cake. Watch.
A fruit cake. There you go. A fruit cake and a bag of Depends. You might need the Depends with the fruit cake, you know, if you do eat it.
Honestly, because I see a lot of people smoking cigarettes, I was honestly thinking about getting a pack of cigarettes and a lighter for it.
Oh, that's
good. I see a lot of stressed out, like, CNAs out there, but I don't know if that's, like, appropriate work, just, you know, so.
You know, that is true. You know, you go driving by a nursing home, you go by about noon, right? If you go by one about noon, you see those CNAs out there smoking cigarettes away from the building. You're like, what are they doing over there, right? You look, and they're all smoking. Like, I want to know if there's a CNA out there that doesn't smoke. Seriously.
Well, I've seen some, but, like, they deal with so much and get so stressed out. Like, I understand why they smoke, so.
Exactly.
So I get it. So I was thinking that, but then I was like, well, maybe that's not really a work appropriate gift, you know? So, because my luck would be to be the one seeing it didn't smoke, would be the one that drew it or picked the gift, because it's like a so it's probably like, I want to say 40, 50 people, you know? So it's probably half of them smoke, I would say.
Right. Well, you know what you do. Maybe you should get, like, a coffee card for somewhere. You know? Like a gift card to get coffees or something. Of course.
Right. I don't think we have a Starbucks or anything around here. The town I live in is a little, like, gas station town, so.
Does the gas station have, like, one of those coffee centers inside, like a cafe?
Nah. Nothing like that.
Is there a McDonald's or Burger King?
Well, yeah, we got McDonald's and Burger King, but nothing like Starbucks or any, like, old cafes.
I know, but they have, like, the McCafe.
Right.
Yeah, see? Give them a gift card to McDonald's.
Shit. Get myself a gift card from McDonald's as much as I used to.
There you go. See, we can help you all out with your Christmas shopping. See, we know what we're doing. But we're really going to help you all out tonight because we have a topic that is actually a really big one here. And a lot of people have been talking about it recently, and I'm talking about cereal. I know this is a really silly topic, but tonight we've done a little bit of research to give you some information about some cereal that's out there. Now, Dakota, what's your favorite cereal?
Fruity Pebbles.
I love Fruity Pebbles. Those have got to be my favorite, too. Seriously, I love them.
My top five has to be Fruity Pebbles, Apple Jacks, Captain Crunch, Raisin Bran, and Cookie Crisp.
Interesting. Very interesting. You know, there. I was reading something about what your favorite cereal says about you. You know that there is actually behavioral patterns of people and what they eat. And one of the things eating cereal, they believe, is on the next frontier in behavioral, psychological, economical, emotional, and spiritual well-being is the type of cereal that you eat and what it means about you. So, like, if, for instance, if you like Fruity Pebbles, it means you're colorful. You have a happy side, right? But the cereal also is crunchy, right? So you have, like, this earthy, crunchy side to you. And
That sounds like that should be a brand of cereal, Earth Crunch. Breakfast for tree huggers.
Yeah. It's sweet, but it can also get soggy real quick, which means that you can be soft at times. You know, like you can be a pushover a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm a colorful, soggy pushover. Yep, that's me. But did you know that 50% of Americans start their day off with a bowl of cereal?
Wow. So that's like an American breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Personally, when I was in school, because I like to sleep in and I didn't really have that time to like jump up and eat a bowl of cereal every morning. So I would drink like those instant breakfasts, I think they were called.
Yeah.
That you just like mix it with milk and stuff like that. So I wasn't really one of those 50% every time.
Right. You know, they say that, you go down the breakfast aisle of a grocery store and there's lined with boxes upon boxes of these tasty cereals that are full of chocolate pieces, marshmallows, and like sugar foods that are really bad for your health and your waistline. And adults may gravitate towards healthier looking granolas, whole grains, and plenty of dried fruit and nuts. But the problem is that these options may not actually be healthier than the cereals you ate as a kid because they didn't put all this crap into it when you were a kid. I think we had Cheerios and like Raisin Bran. I mean, those are like whole grain cereals. You know?
But right.
General Mills has come out with these cereals that are so, have so much sugar in them. That, you know, the kids eat them, they do wake up and they get that sugar rush, but by the time they're getting to school or getting anywhere else, they're starting to crash. And they might be feeling tired. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Good question, because it's like they are putting all this random shit in foods nowadays, so it's no telling what they're putting in shit. And
yeah.
Breakfast is supposed to be like the most important meal of the day for these kids that are going to school, and like what you're saying, they're just crashing before they get there half the fucking time, or for their first class or whatever. So,
right, and how can we expect them to pay attention when they're starting this crash that is uncontrollable?
Exactly.
Because your mom just gave you a full bowl of sugar an hour ago.
Right, exactly. So,
you know what? It's not the only thing about the sugar, though, Dakota. There is another problem. I don't know if you've heard, but there's traces of weed killer Everyone, I'm being dead serious. There is traces of Roundup ingredient, which is a weed killer that is being found inside these cereals. And it's called glyphosate.
Holy shit. So what cereals are these? Is this like all cereals, or is this like a certain brand?
A lot of different brands. If you go look at your cereal box, if you have one, anyone out there who has cereal, go look at your cereal box and see if there's glyphosate. Or it's called glyphosate. Glyphosate, I believe it's called. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Glyphosate are levels higher than what an environment group considers safe for children, and they're putting it inside these cereals, these sweetened cereals.
And that is, why are they getting that's fucking crazy. I was just about to ask that. I was literally just about to ask, like, how are they getting away with this?
Yeah. They said that 21 products that were tested were made by General Mills, including 6 varieties of Cheerios and 14 of General Mills Nature Valley products, such as Nature Valley granola bars, had this product in it. General Mills said food safety is a top priority for the company, which said it's working on minimizing the use of these pesticides and ingredients it uses, but most crops grown in fields use some sort of pesticides, and these trace amounts are found in the majority of food we all eat, not just cereal. But it's being found in these cereal, and that's what kids are eating in the morning. Some kids eat it for 2 meals out of a day.
Oh, shit.
So, if you look at the box of Flintstones or, you know, Rice Krispies or whatever, look and see if there's glyphosate in it. There's a lot of lawsuits going on right now.
Freaking crazy. They just don't make shit like they used to back in the day.
Mm-hmm. You really don't know what's going into your food. And, you know, cereal is a big one because that is where it's listed right on the side of the box where people can see it.
Right. Makes me want to switch over to... No.
Yeah. And they're saying an adult would have to eat 150 pounds of an oat-based food every day for the rest of their life to reach the strict limit set by EPA. But should we still have a concern that the stuff is in all this food we're feeding our children? Their bodies are smaller, you know, and they're consuming large amounts of cereal.
Right, and everybody's body's different, so how do I know it's going to take 100 pounds of it to affect one person, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, let's get this right one more time. The glyphosate is sprayed on the oats to dry out the crop, okay, making it easier to harvest. The EWE said the group said the practices increases the chances and chemical will end up in the children's cereal no matter what. So that's with oat. Things with oat. Like Honey Nut Cheerios, Nature Valley, anything Nature Valley is all made with oat. So keep that in mind.
Well, damn.
It really depends on, like, how you feel and what you believe in it. You know, but it is in there. You are consuming it.
Freaking crazy. Crazy to actually think about probably what's in half the food you, like, half the food you eat every day.
Absolutely. And think about it, too. It's not just in grains. We have animals that are eating these grains that we get milk from, cheese from.
Right.
So not only, we're looking at, okay, they're telling us, EPA is telling us, okay, that the children are just getting it from cereal, but then stop. I want you to look at that milk, too. Unless it's organically grown milk, right, I think is the way to get by this. But a lot of people out there are drinking these milks that being processed, you know, do something else. They don't know. They're not thinking about, oh, the cow's eating these grains. It's getting into the milk.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot in a bowl of cereal people don't realize.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's freaking crazy, like, just thinking about what they do, just putting random foods and shit, honestly, thinking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody gets that, like, everybody's grossed out about what's in a hot dog. Think about what's in the other shit you're eating. Hot dog might be the most healthiest thing you're fucking eating at this point.
Exactly.
All right, well, in a hot dog?
Yeah.
I don't know offhand, but I know it's the leftover parts of, like, random thing, or the leftover parts, so
I
couldn't really tell you.
Approximately 2,800 food additives have been FDA approved after a thorough review of their safety. Only a fraction of these approved ingredients are commonly used in meat products like hot dogs. But I mean, they're looking at things, but hot dogs, right. You're absolutely correct. They don't have even half as much of what, you know, these other products have. So.
Well, I looked up some. Because every cereal has its off-brand, so I looked up a few off-brands. Okay, so instead of, like, Fruit Loops, you get Tutti Frutti's.
Okay.
Right? Instead of Cocoa Pebbles, you get Cocoa Nuggets. Instead of Cheerios, you get Crispy Oats. Which probably has bug killer in it times two. That just sounds like it has bug killer in it times two.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another Fruit Loop one, but it's Fruit Rounds.
Fruit Rounds. I've heard of those.
Yeah,
generic grocery store carries.
Yeah, they really thought, you know, outside the box on those ones. Fruit, you know, like, huh, what can we call the exact same? Well, they're round. Okay, let's do it. And I bet you there's another off-brand of them called, like, Fruit Circles or something.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard about this, but did you know that the FDA will let 60 insect fragments and one rodent hair into every 100 grams of chocolate in your cake if you eat?
What?
The FDA will let 60 insect fragments and one rodent hair into every 100 grams of food that you eat.
That is gross. Why?
Because they allow it. They can't possibly take all the contaminants out of food, but they can only allow so many get through.
Can it be like they allow none to get through?
Get a load of this. Do you like macaroni and cheese?
I do, but probably not after what you're about to tell me.
Get a load of this. The FDA allows 450 insect fragments in a box of macaroni and 50 parasitic cysts for every 100 pounds of fish. But I'm not a fish, but 450 insect fragments in a box. We're talking one box of macaroni, guys.
Well, I'll stick with my hot dogs. At least I semi know what the hell is in that.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of gross?
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
The Food and Drug Administration maintains a handbook for the sole purpose of listing the minimum amount of mouse poop, insect fragments, human hairs, and corrosive rot allowed into your food. That's a lot more than none, and enough to make your family dinner seem saintly. Well, yeah.
Well, honestly, it should just be none. Like, they should do their job right and make sure there's none in my fucking food.
I know. But, like, how many people are going to sit there and calculate, here, children, bon appetit, here's your mouse tooth, rat hair. And
oh, my God.
Enjoy your mac and cheese. Yummy. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, my God. Oh. The bad thing is my day job's a cook, so this gives me thinking it's 10 times worse on day. Like, what is in this food that I'm cooking right now?
The thing that scares me is that they're allowed. They are allowed to leave in 5 fly eggs, 1 maggot. You know, they're allowed to leave in these, you know, certain rat hairs and stuff that roam around these, warehouses where this stuff is being made.
Yeah, but is this like they're allowed like 1 a day? Or what are we talking here when they say they're allowed to let this go through like this? Like
for every box.
Oh, okay. That's just fucking...
studies, yeah. That's why, you know, like some people, they leave like pasta up in the cabinet for a while and they're like, oh, it won't go bad. It does. It actually grows, the maggots will grow and you will have these little cabinet butterflies or moths. And that's actually coming out of the food that you were going to eat. They just matured and have grown, and now they fly.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So always check the dates on pasta and all your foods and make sure that these things are, let's say, still in maggot stage, okay, or larvae stage. So you can eat it. How's that sound? Don't you think like let them grow up, fly away, and then you can eat your food? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It doesn't work that way.
Once again, I will stick to hot dogs and fish sticks because there's probably less random things in them than there is in it.
No.
What'd you say?
Fish is loaded. 475 insect fragments in a pound in fish.
Yeah, but is that like fish sticks? Because like fish sticks ain't really like fish, man. It's like that frozen ass.
Well,
no telling what the hell is mixed into it like a freaking hot dog is type shit.
It says, so you'll skip the pasta, understandable. Well, let's try grilled salmon instead, seasoned with lemon pepper with a side of spicy broccoli, sauteed in cayenne pepper or paprika, okay? The FDA
sounds pretty good.
50 parasitic cysts per 100 pounds of fish and salmon, 475 insect fragments, and 2 rodent hairs for every 50 grams of pepper. Broccoli, expect 60 acids, thrips, and mites per 100 grams.
Damn.
I really hate how they talk grams. It's like, what the hell is a gram? Like, now, I mean, get it, you know, but when they say, like, 50 grams, like, you sit there and count that, you know? Okay, here's a gram, 1. Here's a gram, 2. You know?
When they say 50 grams, they should say a little over 2 ounces or something like that.
Or a pound, yeah. Let's go there, yeah, exactly. Or a tablespoon, okay? So think about 1 tablespoon of broccoli is approximately 300 grams, okay? That means that you're allowed to eat 8 rodent hairs in that. Thrips, mites, and parasitic cysts.
That's just gross. Like, whoever is allowing this should be punched in the fucking throat. Hashtag find this person and punch him in the throat.
Yeah, dinner is gross. and dessert is just as bad. So, chocolate cake is the worst. It's the most filled with bugs. So just so you know. You know, we're going to make America skinny tonight. This is it. We're telling everyone. We're telling everyone that's skinny here on everything. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's
just,
it's
like
crazy.
A can of peaches. You know, you open cans like peaches. Maybe you get that at the in your nursing home, you know, fruit salad. Do you guys have that?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Yeah, you open a can of peaches, they're allowed, okay? Allowed 12 pounds of canned peaches are permitted to have a larvae as long as it doesn't exceed 5 millimeters in length.
That is just gross.
And most other fruits on the list are simply allowed to have bugs in them, as long as they don't cause the fruit to rot. So you can eat these bugs in the fruit as long as it doesn't rot the fruit, and then you got to get rid of it.
That is fucking... Wow.
Yeah, and how about, like, chocolate, hot chocolate, or chocolate in, like, milk, right? Yeah. They're full, too.
Makes me glad I'm allergic to chocolate.
Mm-hmm. And chocolate especially has, like, tons of bugs in it. 56 grams of unsweetened chocolate and 250 grams of flour to make a serviceable cake, but they allowed, you know, so many bugs in levels of infestation before they think it's too much. Like, are you really looking at every little bit of chocolate? Think about this. No.
Nah, you know they're not.
Within an FDA guideline, okay, here's the skinny. Your family will have eaten 400 insect fragments, 5 rodent hairs, 4 larvae, or 10 whole insects, okay? And if you're especially unlucky, 1 4.99 millimeter of a larvae.
Ugh.
So that's how much you eat. You don't even realize the stuff that you eat.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left. So, once again, 30 minutes goes by way too freaking quick when you're having too much fun. We will not be doing a Declip show next week because it's Christmas. So, but we will still be doing a Roasting the World on Monday.
Yeah. Yay.
And it's going to be our special Christmas episode, so everybody tune into that. And then the following Monday is going to be our last Roast in the World of the year. So everybody tune into that. We might have a few special guests on and whatnot, so we'll go from there. But
yeah,
dang.
I like it.
Well, that means this right here would be the last Duck Clip show of the year, so.
It is.
It's your first and last one of the year.
I hope everyone has a great holiday season. Thank you all for listening so much to tonight's show. And it was a lot of fun learning about all this. Dakota, thank you for looking up your facts. And it was a lot of fun knowing what you like.
Well, we totally just ruined breakfast for 50% of America, so it's all right.
And people like macaroni and cheese and chocolate, which is pretty good stuff.
Which is the other at least 50% of America. So we just pissed off. We literally just pissed off America. We're about to be impeached from our freaking podcast, aren't we?
Oh no! Don't be impeached.
Hashtag.
Fake news.
Wait, what? What happened? Who was impeached? When? No. We're talking about Clinton, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah. Everyone have a safe holiday season. Have a good one. We'll miss you.
And remember, tune in Monday, guys, for Roasting the World's special Christmas episode. Maybe we'll roast Santa Claus or something. Who knows?
That's right. Monday nights at 11 Eastern Standard Time and 10 your time.
Yeah, for doodles, because, you know, 10 o'clock my time rules, so, you know, whatever.
All right. So go to have yourself a great night. We'll talk to you all next Monday. Any last words?
We'll talk to you next Monday out of the way. Have a good night out of the way. I'm the coolest person ever, da da da, I'm super sexy.
Happy holidays, da, da. Dakota.
Happy Kwanzaa, da, oh, yeah, happy holidays. And everybody have a merry fucking Christmas.
There you go. Happy holidays, y'all.